How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me. Welcome everyone to episode 192 of Vegas Revealed. Some New Orleans style entertainment is celebrated on the Las Vegas Strip. Find out how to have your own Mardi Gras parade any time of the year.
And we're a city of winners. The Las Vegas Aces add another championship title to our city's sports accolades.
You Two and Christina Aguilera add shows.
Plus, even before opening, Fountain Blue is gearing up for its inaugural New Year's Eve bash.
All that and more coming up this week on Vegas Revealed.
Let's spin that wheel.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 192 of Vegas Revealed. I'm Dana Roselli, along with Sean McAllister. And gosh, it's the last weekend of October, and we've got a lot of information to get through. We are actually shooting this a little bit early because we are out of town. We're in Hawaii, but we wanted to go through a bunch of different stuff coming up because I feel like we always say this. It's so busy in Las Vegas, but literally it is so busy in Las Vegas that we could probably double this podcast and then triple it and still have stuff to talk about.
I mean, it is. It's absolutely packed. And we do want to start with a big congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. Now, by the time you're listening to this, their championship win for the WNBA, they're once again WNBA champions, is a couple weeks old.
Yep.
But we can't let another episode go by without congratulating the Las Vegas Aces. And they returned here on the night of their championship win. It was kind of cool. Their plane returned to Harry Reid International Airport, and they had like the water cannons going as the plane taxied into the gate. And it's just so exciting that being a relatively new sports city, that we've already racked up two WNBA championship wins, plus a Stanley Cup win from the Vegas Golden Knights. And we're really rooting for the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't know how even if that's going to go this season.
Right. But. And even if that doesn't happen, we're still getting the Super Bowl. So absolutely. It's kind of like, you know, two WNBA champions and then the Stanley Cup, and then we're getting the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a pretty big year.
Well, we'll see a Super Bowl champion crowned, plus we'll see an F1 champion crowned at the end of that race. Right. So it is. I mean, it's an exciting time.
There's a lot going on. So yeah, congratulations to the team. We love it. We're so happy. And, you know, I love that people are following the team, following women's basketball a little bit more. Like, you know, they're having games over at T-Mobile, not just at Mandalay Bay when they were in the...
And selling out.
Yeah, at the championships and the playoffs and stuff like that, and filling the arena, like you said. So it's really cool. So congratulations to them. Again, a little delayed, but we wanted to make sure that we put that out there because the last podcast we actually recorded, they won the next day.
Yeah. So timing is everything, isn't
it? Timing's everything.
Hey, we want to thank our sponsors who are always supporting Vegas Revealed. We want to thank Hotworks Infrared Fitness Studios. This is the time of year when it might be a good idea to go and get some of that infrared therapy.
Well, what was I telling you yesterday? I was like, oh, we've had two night events, and I'm like, I can't get to Hotworks, and I'm craving it. Like, I'm obsessed. It really does make you feel good. So
it does, and it can help boost your serotonin levels, which when we have shortening daylight hours, you need that extra boost.
You really do. So thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. I love talking about it because and remember, we went to them and said, will you sponsor the podcast? The reason being, I was already going there and already enjoying it. And we'd like to talk about and have partnerships with things that we love.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Vegas Near Me, it's a free app available for your Apple device or Android. It's really a concierge in your pocket. Last week, we talked about how you can just search kids activities and it will come up with a list of every single family friendly activity that you can find in Las Vegas.
Yeah, really. It's so easy. And we're learning more and more things that you can do with it as time goes on. So just download it. It's free. Again, you don't have to put in your email, your name, no username. It's great. So I love that part about it because I'm so tired of putting in passwords.
I know.
You know, I just got a new phone and it's like I got to sign in to everything. But when I hit Vegas Near Me, it just popped right up.
It's the beauty of it.
It is.
It is. It's great. Also, thank you to our listeners who have sponsored the Vegas Revealed podcast. We have a link down in our show notes if you would like to help us out as well. You can start with just a $3 a month subscription.
It's like a contribution to help us, you know, put time in to cover things. We were up late last night, you know, at an event that was surrounding F1. And then, you know, back this morning doing a segment, you know, as the hosts of Vegas Revealed in Los Angeles, and then now recording a podcast. So it does take up time. And then we have a business to run on top of that. So we appreciate all those subscribers. It really does help us keep things moving, keep us motivated to keep doing this for you every week.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We got a rundown of stuff, don't
we? Lots of entertainment news. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Just out today, U2 is adding more dates. I don't know if I saw that coming. I kind of thought they would do their 25 and then move on. I don't know why. Just because, you know, U2, they've been around a long time, class, you know, but I think they're having so much fun and they're realizing how more and more people, as word spreads, there are more and more people who want to come see U2 at the Sphere and see what they're seeing in all these images and social media posts and want to be a part of it. And they're like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's provide.
Well, and that's the thing. I think social media has been a huge driver behind the demand that we are undoubtedly going to see for all of these added shows in 2024. Because you see these pictures and videos of U2's performance inside the Sphere, and you're like, oh my gosh, that is just...
Right.
You see it and say, I really want to experience that for myself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they are definitely not pulling a Miranda Lambert. They want the social media out there.
Phones are allowed.
It's selling. U2 has added what? They've added dates in January and February and 11 dates. So that's a lot of different shows for people to choose from and get that on the calendar. And, you know, as we come up in the new year.
Yeah. And U2 certainly has a good gig over there. Reportedly, they're making like $4 million per show. Regardless of the attendance inside the Sphere, which it's been very well attended.
I would do 11 more shows if I were them too.
I would do shows forever if that was the payday. My God.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? Well, they put in a lot of work and
they have
good.
Their icons. Yeah. They're rock icons.
Speaking of the Sphere. Okay. Listen, remember when we did the special on the Sphere, I told you that I chose event parking at the Palazzo and then walked to the Sphere and it was $30. And when you go in, just flat fee for everyone entering the garage. When you exit, it was easy just to get out and keep the traffic flowing. Well, that applies whenever there is a show at the Sphere, like a concert, U2. Right now it's U2, right? Whoever it's going to be.
Right.
And we learned the other night when we went to a dinner, it was an F1 related dinner over at Lavo, that if you go in and you're not going to the Sphere, no matter what, you're paying the $30 event parking.
Yeah. So the big thing that you need to be aware of is the concert schedule at the Sphere, which when we were going over, we were in a single lane frame of mind. We were going over specifically for this dinner and didn't even think about the fact that there could be on a Wednesday night a concert happening over at the Sphere that would put that $30 parking fee into effect. And so when we got there, we were a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
So
There was no turning around either. We were...
No, once you're in, you're in, especially with the way the traffic is there on Sands Avenue. So this is our warning to you. Just be aware, if you plan on going to Venetian or Palazzo and you're planning to park, be aware of the concert schedule over there at the Sphere, because that is going to impact your stay.
Yeah. And people say, oh, poor you, you were going to a F1 dinner. And it's like, but it is work for us. It was a late dinner. We actually had a segment in the morning the next day, and we were iffy on should we go, we should go and learn about this. But it's work for us. And we probably would have driven together to save some money.
Exactly.
So we spent $60 on parking to go learn about something to cover for the podcast that we don't necessarily make any money on. So it's like, it's frustrating for sure. Anyway, we went and talked to the concierge guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, we were telling him the story, and he was like, they said, if you're a Grazzi member, and I was like, do you have to be a big gambler or like gamble a certain amount? And they were saying, yes, you do. So it's not like you can just go get the Venetian property gaming card.
Not the entry level. You have to be like a certain tier level.
Yeah.
In their Grazzi rewards program in order to get the free parking, or if you're a hotel guest.
Right. Well, and he said, well, you're a local, so that should be fine. I'm like, no, not. So that's what we thought. We were going there because we figured we'd be there for 3 hours, show our Nevada ID and park for free, because that's the new rules. But he was saying, but you're local. He didn't even know. And I said, I know, but it doesn't count on apparently event nights. It's $30 no matter what. And he was even like, really?
Yeah. The concierge, he kind of shook his head. He was like, oh,
it's ridiculous.
Sorry that's the way you were welcome to the property.
Yeah. So anyway, frustrating, and a heads up, look at the U2 calendar and then whatever other acts are coming. You know, when there's concerts and there's events at the Sphere, keep that in mind. Don't park at the Venetian and Palazzo if you're going there for something else, unless you're okay with paying $30. Lots of spots, though, in the garage.
There were tons of spots. Yeah. Got in exactly where we wanted to park.
All right, so let's whiz through some other stuff. Yes. I wanted to mention our tip last week on the monorail. Buying the monorail ticket can get you some show and attraction discounts. Sean actually utilized that, and so we wanted to pass that on.
Yeah, it's the show your ticket and save promotion. Yeah. If you book a ticket on the monorail and either show your ticket at the box office, or if you book online in your ticket confirmation email, there's a link that you go to that brings you to all of the attractions and shows that are participating. And then you just click the book it link that's on there. And I did this. My in-laws are coming into town, so I got tickets for Donny Osmond.
Great.
And so the deal applies to certain tickets inside the theaters for all these shows. But the tickets that we ended up getting were originally $70 tickets. We were getting 4 tickets, but through the deal, they ended up being $49 tickets.
Great. Okay, good.
And that's a big savings when you're getting multiple tickets. So just want you to be aware that we do use our own tips as well.
Yes, we do. And it's perfect because the monorail goes right to Harrah's.
It does. And I think that's exactly how we're going to get there.
Park at the Westgate for free. You'll take the in-laws right by the Sphere to see the Sphere up close. Get at Harrah's, go see Donnie, save $200 after you do all the taxes and fees and everything. He probably saved you like $200.
Yeah, it did.
Something like that.
So next episode, I'll let you know how Donnie was.
All right. So we love Donnie. He's been to his show before. Yeah. Always fun. Hey, I thought this was interesting. Bourbon Parade is now open at the Bazaar Shops right in front of the Horseshoe Las Vegas, the former Bally's. And I love this. It's a New Orleans kind of themed bar. But Sean, here's what's really cool is they're doing parades every 90 minutes.
That's so fun.
And so it's like a full parade and they come by. And how fun is that going to be? So I'm excited to go check this out. Bourbon Parade opened on the 19th of October, so it's now open. Mardi Gras is February 13th. Keep that in mind. But you can have Mardi Gras every day around. And then you can go on the website and book your own parade. So if you have like a birthday, a wedding, they were saying even like a divorce party or, you know, bachelorette, you can book a parade that's like tailored to you. So I don't know if they'll like say your name or like what they'll do.
I have a feeling you'll probably be included in the parade.
Could be. So it's going to be a lot of fun. How do people think of that? I'm like, that is such a great idea.
You know what? It Remember back in the Rio's heyday when they had the parade in the sky? Those floats that went around the inside? People always stopped what they were. They stopped gambling. Yeah. They stopped walking. They were throwing beads from those floats, and people were super into that. So I feel like this is bringing back that atmosphere, because that was so much fun. There's so much foot traffic down there in those Grand Bazaar shops in front of Horseshoe as well. So I think that people will hear the parade happening and be like, I want to see what's going on over there.
And be a part of that. And so apparently this bar, complimentary admission, just have to be 21 and over.
Yep.
But so it sounds like it's going to be a new hotspot. I love that. So excited for Bourbon Parade, now open over there in front of the Horseshoe. Hey, speaking of open and new openings, we know that the Fountain Blue is opening December 13th. We told you that. But we do know now, like concrete information. I think we mentioned that we heard Post Malone was going to be kicking off New Year's Eve there. But that's now confirmed. So Post Malone will be doing two shows, December 30th and 31st, over at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. The images that have been coming out and sneaky little videos and pictures, it looks gorgeous inside.
It looks so classy, but fun also. They've been putting grand opening teaser videos up on the video screen just recently on the side of Fountain Blue near the strip. And it looks like it really is going to be, like I said, classy, but like not stuffy and not taking itself too seriously. So it really, I think, is going to be a great addition to the north end of the strip once it opens mid-December.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, I live across from it and I'm seeing more and more lights on every single night. Yesterday, I saw the valet front loop or whatever, the side loop, all the lights were on and the overhang. And I was like, oh my gosh, more lights. I get so excited.
It is.
It's been such a long time. So we're excited for the Fountain Blue to open. Post Malone, there's packages, by the way, for that weekend. You can get like a room for two nights, see Post Malone, get a food credit. So go on the Fountain Blue website to book that. I have a feeling once the tickets go on sale, which they probably are already by the time this rolls, could be a quick sellout.
For sure.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
In a brand new theater.
Well, another New Year's Eve performer that we mentioned before is Christina Aguilera over at Voltaire, the new cabaret style venue over inside the Venetian and Palazzo. Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned before, Christina was going to be adding even more dates at Voltaire, and we now have those dates.
Yeah, we're excited that she's going to be there for more than just New Year's Eve weekend. So she'll be doing the 30th and 31st, like Post Malone. She'll also be doing January 5th, 6th, February 2nd, 3rd, 9th, 10th, and March 1st and 2nd, if you want to go see Christina at Voltaire. I know I saw her at Planet Hollywood. I think you did too, right?
Yep, absolutely.
When she was there. And, you know, the show was good, but everyone that was kind of sitting there was like, you know what? She kind of just needs to do her own thing. I just want to hear her sing. Just because she had such a big stage and it was there was a lot of production going on. It's like she didn't need it. She's so good.
No, she doesn't.
And since this is a smaller, more intimate venue, I wonder what she'll do. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a lot of like pomp and circumstance and that kind of thing, but she won't have to fill that big, big stage. And I think this is really going to highlight her.
Well, and I think being kind of a cabaret style venue suits her incredibly well too. I think she'll have a lot of fun with that. I know she was just recently on TV with Jimmy Kimmel, and she was talking about the show and how she's never had such an intimate performance before. Mm-hmm. 1,000 people inside of that theater, but it really is an intimate experience where she's up close and will be interacting with fans. But she also said she's not going on till midnight.
Yeah, she did say that. And everyone's like, what? Because it says like doors open at like 9 or 9:30. I think it's 9:30. But the whole thing is an experience. So there's going to be DJs and it's like a, you know, it's like a night out. And apparently her portion or when she'll start, according to what she said on Jimmy Kimmel, is midnight.
Yeah, I think 9:30, 9:45 is when the entertainment leading up to Christina starts.
Yeah.
And then you will have to wait till the stroke of midnight.
Whew. But you know what?
It'll be fun.
It's an experience. And if you're going, you're all in, right? I mean, you just make it work, right? It's going to be a fun night out and it'll lead into the morning.
And hey, one thing we did want to mention also is BravoCon is coming to Las Vegas for the very first time. It's being transplanted from its home on the East Coast. And a lot of the events are sold out. The convention itself is sold out.
Sold out.
Bravo celebrities are going to be here. The cast members from, you know, Bravo's most popular shows and the fans of those shows are very much fans.
Yeah.
And they're excited to get up close and personal to the people they watch on TV.
And just in case you don't know what we're talking about, because I didn't at the beginning when this came out, like I do not watch Housewives. I do not watch any of it. I am not a Bravo. I don't watch Bravo at all. Not like on purpose. I don't know. Never gotten on, you know, kind of on the way.
Not Below Deck or The Real Housewives or Vanderpump.
I've never seen A Real Housewives in my life. How about that?
Oh my God.
I know. So I didn't. BravoCon is like all these shows that are on Bravo are coming in for this big convention. They sold out immediately. There are fanatics. People are super excited about it. I went to the website. So it's the third and fourth,
I think it is the first weekend of November.
Everything's sold out, but there are a few things that are still open and up for sale. And that is Andy Cohen is doing a live show in the Paris Theater. And some nights, I think there was the Sunday night, he was doing two, one at 6 and one at 9.
Okay.
Tickets are still on sale for that if you want to go see that. And they were saying like there's going to be all sorts of surprises. I'm sure tons of cast members from different shows are going to pop in. And then there was also an evening out at Omnia Nightclub that still had tickets on sale as well. Well, I think I looked it up. It was like $449 for the night. But apparently, you know, it's a big night out with all the Bravo stars. So could be fun.
So BravoCon happening that first weekend of November over at the Caesars Forum. That's their big convention hall with some other events happening at Paris, Las Vegas, and over at Caesars Palace.
And Sean, I know people love their Bad Bunny.
Oh, Bad Bunny has been, he has been all over the place lately in headlines. People have been posting about Bad Bunny, and now Vegas is getting some Bad Bunny too.
That's right. He's going to be back here in Las Vegas performing February 23rd and Saturday, February 24th over at T-Mobile Arena. He's on tour. It's his 31-city North American arena tour, and it's stopping in Las Vegas for two nights. I know those tickets will sell quick. We're happy to have Bad Bunny back in Las Vegas.
And we're also happy that Cirque du Soleil has had such a long run of shows here in Las Vegas. We talked last week about the 25th anniversary of O over at Bellagio, but it's also the 30th anniversary of Cirque du Soleil here in Las Vegas. And they are putting out a locals ticket deal as part of the celebration, offering up to 30% off of their Cirque shows. Some of the shows, I believe Michael Jackson 1, are 15% off.
Yeah.
But a lot of the shows, 30% off the ticket price.
All the other ones, yeah.
That's a great deal.
It is a great deal. So if you are a Las Vegas local and you listen to the podcast, take advantage of that deal. Go get some tickets. I'll put the link in our show notes, and you can just click on that. All right. Well, that brings us to, that was a great tip, but we have more tips for you, so let's do it. Well, Sean, I've been holding off on this tip as long as I could because I don't really want people to know about my nail place because it's a hidden gem. But I do feel like I want them to be busy, and not that they're not, because I'll go in there and sometimes it's hopping, other times it's a little slow. But it's just so great because, see, I live kind of near the Strip, right?
Right.
And so it's hard to find a place to get an affordable manicure and pedicure. So I feel like not a lot of people know about this place. I'm so glad I found it because I used to have to drive really far, like, to get away from it all, the high prices.
Right. And this is a tip you shared when my sister was in town. She's like, I want to get a manicure and pedicure.
Yeah. So it's called Eden Nails. It's on Paradise. And it's somewhere in between, it'd be like Sands and Flamingo. So there's a plaza off to the left where there's Cleaver Steakhouse. There's a Citibank. There's a couple restaurants in there, tacos and beer. It's a great plaza. And Eden Nails there. And I just want to let everyone know about it because I do feel like if you are coming into town or you're a Las Vegas local, really, but if visitors often, maybe they have a wedding party or they're having an event or a bachelorette party and you all want to get your nails done and you want to get a pedicure, but it's tough because you have to go somewhere near the Strip or in a Strip casino hotel, and it's very expensive. I mean, they can be like a regular manicure can be like $70 at some of these places, which is like, you're just doing my nails.
Right. Right. And you just, and even if you're out at the pool and you get a chip and you want to have them done before dinner or something like that.
So Eden Nails, I get an acrylic nail and regular nail polish, and it's $25.
Great.
And then I get a regular pedicure and it's 30. So it's so affordable. And you know, that's come up with inflation. They used to be even cheaper, but everything's come up with inflation. Great people. I haven't really had a bad person do my nails. I love the staff over there. They're friendly. They're nice. They're appreciative. They have little bottles of water for you. Just really great place. And again, if you're looking for somewhere near the strip, I recommend Eden Nails. You can look it right up in the maps. Call ahead, book an appointment though, just to make sure. Cause sometimes people do end up waiting if there's like a big rush.
Yeah. But again, a super close proximity to the strip, short Uber ride or taxi ride or a drive if you bring in your own car too. Good tip.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, and I hate to have you talk about your tip while you're fasting and you're hungry.
Oh my gosh.
Because you have to wait till 1 o'clock to eat. So Sean's got one more hour to go and I'm making him talk about his favorite sandwich shop.
Well, listen, it's been making my stomach grumble thinking about it because so this is a sandwich shop that has two locations. They're both on the east side, so not really close to the strip, but totally worth the drive off of the strip. It's Great Harvest Bread Company.
Okay.
And they have some of the best sandwiches. They have a menu of sandwiches, but they also let you create your own. And the sandwich that I love, it's on honey whole wheat bread with basil mayo, turkey, tomatoes, pickles, banana peppers.
Pickles, banana peppers. I love those.
And sometimes lettuce and sometimes sprouts.
Oh my gosh.
And the turkey is piled so high. Sometimes when Shane, my husband and I go over there for lunch, we'll even just split the sandwich because one half is like a good lunch. Mm-hmm. If you have the full sandwich, you're good for a long time. Mm. So there's one on Mark Street in Henderson. There's also one on Horizon Ridge Parkway. So look up Great Harvest Bread Company. They have fresh bread that they make every single day.
Love that.
They have cookies and other sweet treats. They also have mixes that you can get that are great for gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with the holidays coming up. That's a great stocking stuffer. So Great Harvest Bread Company, look them up. Look up their locations here in Las Vegas. Yeah. You will not be disappointed if you stop over there for lunch, dinner, to pick up some bread. They have free samples too.
Okay, love it. Yeah, because we've been thinking about like, let's do some tips that things we do where we're not like doing an event or going to or don't notice when we're on our way to something. Let's do something we actually use every day. So Eden Nails and Harvest Bread Company. Okay, two of our tips this week. We need to wrap it up. But thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our subscribers. And we'll let you know how Hawaii was when we get back.
Yeah. And also we have a little preview of what to expect from the Formula One race, what you can expect at the finish line. That's coming up next week as well. We got bills to pay. Packing up a suitcase. Let's take a holiday.